the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
In a moment, she's 106 and she has just one desire. And then after that, if there's time, we got a show code text this morning just before we started this hour from someone who is listening as a fancy idiot delayed. And we had them belly laughing before we were insulting them recently.
Oh, great to hear.
Nice.
Sometimes the two are very closely intertwined.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
First, though, she's 106. And what do you get when you get to be 106? Hopefully whatever you want.
Usually a casket.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Typically.
In this case, she got a casket full of booze and more.
Well, this is some good advice. A 106-year-old woman from Spring Township says Yingling Lager is one of the keys to a long life.
You know, the Yingling people love that.
Yes.
In fact, the makers of her favorite beverage gave her an early birthday present today. Jim Vassell has the story.
That lady's 106.
She looks amazing.
She looks very good for 106.
Yeah.
She's not even wearing glasses or anything.
She looks like she's 80.
Yeah. She looks like she could have gone antiquing with Hot Wings and his tiki bar friends.
And that jacket is smooth.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't even look old enough to go antiquing with the Hot Wings and his friends.
Oh, God, you guys are lame.
Yeah.
Do you think those flowers are embroidered on the jacket?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
That's
quality
not.
Work.
That's not.
It's not just
that's
print.
That's not a screen. Oh, yeah. Hell no, man. Are you crazy?
It's a once-in-a-century kind of birthday present.
I drink Yingling's lager beer.
All right, she doesn't sound so great.
Well, she's drunk all the time. Yeah, I mean, look at her. She's schnockered.
She got cirrhosis in 1952.
I need to hear her again.
I drink Yingling's lager beer.
Soon-to-be 107-year-old Margaret DeLillo says she attributes her longevity to drinking a Yingling a day. 69 News viewers knew this years ago when she turned 100.
But I do think...
they're like,
okay, so now they have to do this story literally every year because they can't wait till 110. That might be too late.
What if they show a montage of the years and every year the truck's a little smaller because the company's like, she's 105.
Yeah, we don't.
Do we really need to bring out two trailers?
Just
probably not.
Ship it to her.
Yeah,
just,
right?
Yeah, pop it in the mail.
Let's drop a six-pack off and check in on her Monday.
But I do think bringing a glass of Yingling's beer every day helps.
If they're not paying her money, she needs a new agent.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
The Pottsville-based brewery also knew this, so it delivered an early birthday gift of nearly 500 cans of her favorite traditional lager to her home in Spring Township with her family and friends by her side.
There's five generations of her family. We have six generations in our family, and that's taken us almost 200 years. So there's a lot of similarities, but I think it's consumers and drinkers like her, which you don't see very often. That's why we're still making great beer.
My prayers are answered.
Sure.
What did she just say?
Her prayers are answered.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. She's been praying for a beer truck.
She slurs. I'm sorry.
Sure, lager is one part of her secret to longevity. The other is her faith. Margaret is a member of the Emmanuel United Church of Christ in Shillington. It was actually her pastor who came up with the idea to bring Yingling to town.
I've known Margaret for about 15 years now.
Oh, yeah, pastor just wanted to have a party.
Right?
Yeah.
They want you to have a front row seat at
Pastor Megan
Higson. Not yelling, I'm old, not deaf.
Pastor Megan Higson says Margaret lights up the room every Sunday morning.
Margaret comes with
her loud clothing. Literally lights it up.
She's the only parishioner we have that looks like she should be performing at a lounge, not quite in Vegas.
Margaret comes with just a deep appreciation for life and
Man, it takes me Pornhub in a half hour.
Recognition that faith brings comfort, faith brings strength.
Beer is the word is in the Bible. Don't tell you to drink it, but it's in.
A toast to Margaret, who will always
so is
be
incest.
So are burning bushes. Keep her away from the matches.
There's a lot in the Bible, ma'am.
Any word in the Bible I can do after I'm 100. Bring me a baby and a sword. We'll find out who the mom is.
I'm the mother.
I go door to door checking for lamb's blood.
Time to be Gomorrah.
will always be God first, beer second. Jim Vassell.
And by God, she means wine.
I love her.
I do too. At what age do you think, like, assuming that you all live to have a nice long life like that?
Okay. A notable birthday.
Everyone's going to live to be that long now, apparently. Yeah.
Is there an age where you think, okay, like, you try to be healthy now? Okay, and I'm looking mostly to the left.
You should.
At Kelly
and
don't Steve.
Don't look at me.
You know, I'm kind of glancing at Hollins, but he's just in the periphery.
I had McDonald's yesterday.
Joe and I, well, the age at which we said, well, let's see how this goes, was about 11.
You did say try to be healthy.
Yeah.
Stop
feeling guilty about it.
Yeah.
At what age do you go, okay, I can drink beer if I want. I can eat pizza. I can do what I want. Is there an age, you think?
I think it'll depend on the way my body is going. If I'm 80 and everything's already like going downhill real fast, I'm just going to eat as much garbage as I want to because I see the end coming.
But you,
if I'm still in really good shape, I'd like to maintain that.
I'm happy, sure.
That's true. Yeah. My fear is, what if I don't realize that I'm supposed to be eating junk food until it's too late and I don't want to? That's why I'm getting it in now.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I think, mentally, I always think it's more like 98% genetic. I mean, look at the people that are like super fit and eat rice cakes and drop dead of a heart attack at 36. And then other people who do nothing but smoke and drink and carouse and they live to 110. You know,
if you want to get
kind of going to, you kind of get the hand you're dealt in
I think
most
to
cases.
A degree. Yeah.
But if you want to get on the news, though, it's got to be, you have to start now. Your secret has to be a slice of pizza every day.
I don't think it does. Nobody's fact checking that lady. We don't know that she was drinking Yingling in 1963.
Yeah, I guess Margaret could be a liar.
Yeah, she might be
she's
a liar.
A damn liar.
I mean, she's a drunk.
Yeah.
Some
you think she gets drunk?
No. Well, yeah, absolutely.
What if the dirty secret is that Margaret goes through 560 cans in about 15 days?
They did drop a lot off.
They did.
And then the rest of the year is just, you know, hollow and dry.
Yeah, can you do that? Because that's always been my theory, is that if I eat, you know, a lot on the weekends, and then throughout the week I eat a lot too. I'm just gonna be honest, it's day by day.
Yeah.
So if you've been listening for a long time to the show, you know that there's a thing we discuss called show code, and that is when something is embarrassing to you that you would rather not share with everyone, that show code says you do it because it's good for everyone if we all do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those. This from a listener in the 252. It says, hey bud, show code story for you. I'm catching up on the podcast, and you just did a story about a kid who chased a home intruder away with his sword.
Yeah, that was. I actually remember that. That was a while ago.
Not too long.
Fun.
You then went on to describe his room as you imagined it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Take a crack at it now.
I mean, I know, you know, ninja stars and various things that have been won at a fair, I assume.
Possibly a waterbed.
Yeah, a cane with a sword in it. Different types of swords and nunchucks and bow staffs.
Yep.
Some size.
Definitely. Oh, like an incense cone.
I was about to say, a smell that you can't decide whether it's good or bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Depending on the age, urine bottles. And,
definitely that.
Crusty computer keys.
Probably sticky magazine somewhere.
Like Steven Seagal Kung Fu DVDs or something.
I bet for sure.
I know, because if I had extra money to spend as a child, that would have been my room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I also had neighbors who they would get like catalogs in the mail with blow darts and cane swords. Like all those things we described, you could just mail away
different
for them.
Types of weapons.
Yeah. Butterfly knives.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Well, it turns out we're very consistent.
I know.
Yeah. He says, you then went on to describe the room of this young man who chased the bad person away with the sword. And you imagine it filled with dragon statues, lava lamps, more swords, and a waterbed.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
This had me belly laughing at work because you were also insulting me and my room.
That's no insult. It's just a fact.
It's just a fact. Yeah. You say we're consistent. The fact is people that are like that are consistent.
Yes.
And that's
how we're so
easy to
describe.
I was merely pointing out how consistent we were.
Okay.
He said, it also led to a deep dive on waterbeds for a couple minutes, which got me thinking about mine. I loved my waterbed, and it still stand by it to this day. However, what I didn't love was trying to lose my virginity on it. Everything started out fine, but then when I went to make my grand entrance, the bed would continue to shift and throw my balance. We eventually moved to the floor next to the bed and had our decidedly unexciting moment together.
You know what? This is what I hate. I hate when people send fake emails to get on the air. I can't stand it, and I can't believe we didn't sniff this one out earlier.
Yeah.
But he just said he tried to lose his virginity on his waterbed. Unless he's talking about something else.
Oh, I mean,
does virginity have to be lost with a human?
It still would be very difficult to do it the right way with a sock and a pillow.
You're right. That's true.
I mean, no matter what, your knees are shifting.
He said, after this, I decided that I needed to practice manipulating the waterbed to my advantage. And I eventually got to where I could use the bed to help make things better for everyone.
Oh, yeah. You gotta ride the wave.
Yeah, you gotta get the wave going in the right direction. Yeah.
I guess you could thrust. Say I figured out the best motion of the ocean. I no longer have a waterbed. Oh, and I assume, parenthetically, a girlfriend. But I still think about getting one sometimes. There's been many advancements in waterbed technology.
Has there?
Hold on now. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's not just a sock filled with water anymore. The overall design is better, so it's less likely to have a dog jump on and pop it, which I can tell you is not fun.
Oh, there's probably like inner chambers or something, so it's not just one big sack of water.
I'm shocked that they even went that far, though. That's because they stopped making. I assume they had stopped making them a long time ago.
Yeah, cause I think when we looked up waterbeds, and you can get them. But they're plenty on like secondhand, like marketplace and everything else.
Can you buy a new one?
But like, is there a new waterbed store?
I don't know.
Well, sure. I mean, he said there's massive tech.
Yeah, but I don't know if
I'm sure there's a store somewhere, or maybe you just have to, you know, order it and have it shipped.
But like the real question: are lava lamps ever going to be cool again? Because I dig a lava lamp.
I still like lava lamps now.
I think they're cool.
I like anything that's kitschy and lights up in a stupid way.
I don't want one, but...
Love those.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I had one. I had a strobe light. Anything to make drugs more fun, which is...
which is everything.
Meanwhile, I'm like 13 and in youth group, and I'm like, my purple lava lamp is so cool.
Oh, yeah.
The last lava lamp I bought, all it would do is heat up and then never leave the bottle.
Yeah, it was a real drag.
Yeah. What a bummer that thing was.
You should have taken it back to Spencer's, man.
Come to find out, like, Free Beer's mom and dad tried to make one. It's just a Ziploc bag with, like, vegetable oil in it.
Old crayons.
Seven a bottle upside down.
No, we weren't allowed to have those when I was a kid. Those were for the devil. You don't bottle lava?
Nah. That is, it does come straight from heck.
That's true. Yeah.
The 70s are coming back, so the lava lamp probably will be back in full force.
Heck yes.
I don't know. What is the one thing you wish that would come back that you love?
Clear phones.
Clear phones?
Those clear phones for the landlines. I wish I could have
You want landlines to come back?
No, I want my cell phone to be completely clear. I want to be able to see the inner workings of it, like one of those clear landline phones.
That's not the case, honestly. Yeah.
I'll bet aftermarket you could probably do that or something.
I
think it would be very sketch.
Take apart your iPhone to put a clear case on the
other. But I'll bet you can.
Sounds like
you can.
I think I watched a video about that recently. No joke.
There's got to be some company there.
Oh, the clear phone for the landline?
I wanted a Lego phone.
That was cool. Oh, yeah, that sounds awesome, too.
Football phone. Yeah, phones that look like different things. I want to come back.
Yeah, that's true.
The phone.
Except that, yeah, no one has a landline anymore, so I don't want to carry a football in my... I can't. My pockets aren't big enough.
Joe's always got a football on.
You just need bigger pants.
Shove a shoe in your pants.
Oh, I think
What's up with the shoe? It's my phone.
Guys, we have to do an intervention with Joe. I think he has a giant tumor near his testicles, and he's like, no man, it's just my phone.
My football phone.
Go out for a pass.
Yeah, man.
Don't throw me your tumor. Did you know there's a website called The Waterbed Doctor?
Why would I know that?
Well, of course there is. The only waterbeds around are ones that need to be fixed.
No, these are new ones.
What?
Round waterbeds. Oh, yeah, those look gross.
Oh, that sounds like something that's just for making pornos.
I was going to say, you can actually see the preview of the porno when you hover over it.
Yeah, very easy wipeability, I bet, on those.
Not even porno sets want those anymore.
No. All right. Apparently, you can buy a waterbed on Amazon.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
No, I'm not surprised, but I want you to guess the price of a king-sized waterbed.
$600.
Wait,
are we talking?
Yeah, where's it coming from?
So we're talking like this is like the whole frame and everything, right? Everything you need, just add water.
I will read you the description. I just picked one at random.
Just to buy the bladder.
95% waveless hard side wood frame waterbed mattress. Better bundle. King includes liner, mattress pad, heater, fill, and drain kit.
Wow, it sure sounds way different and more technologically advanced than the waterbeds of old.
Of yesteryear.
But yeah, of yore.
How much for that thing?
$1,500.
I'm with Hot Wings. Or whoever said that. That's what I would have guessed.
It is a bargain at $439.
Oh, man, I would trust that with everything.
Let's get one for the studio.
Put it over there for guests.
That's what our guests
are. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
When we start having like breakfast guests for charity or whatever again, they're sitting over there sloshing on a waterbed. And we're like, quiet down. Stop making so much noise.
Hey guys, come on in. Have a seat on the waterbed.
We just see
how awkward would that be?
Why don't they make, I'm surprised in the 70s and 80s that they didn't apply that to other furniture, like a water couch. Like, why should beds get all the fun?
That had to be a thing.
I know, like inflatable furniture.
By the way, I'm told you can get a great deal on many lava lamps at five and below. So that means they're really coming back. And they must be guaranteed to start your house on fire.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.